DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Karl Holm in Bonn. Turkish police have begun clearing protesters from Istanbul's Taksim Square. Hundreds of police clad in riot gear have pushed past barricades using water cannon and firing tear gas. Some of the activists threw fireworks and stones at police. Turkey's most widespread anti-government protests in decades erupted on May 31st after a violent police crackdown on a peaceful sit-in by protesters objecting to a project replacing the park with a shopping mall. Three people have died and more than 5,000 have been treated for injuries during the 12 days of protests. The government says 600 police officers have also been injured. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan had said he would meet with the Gezi Park protesters on Wednesday. The protests have turned into a broad opposition movement against Erdogan's Islamic government. The United States says it's considering all possible options to help the Syrian rebels. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has put off a planned Middle East trip so that he can attend meetings to discuss ways that the U.S. can strengthen the opposition's position on the ground. Lebanese Hezbollah fighters have ended the war on the side of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, helping his forces retake the strategic town of Qusayr last week. Buoyed by victory in the town on the border with Lebanon, President Bashar al-Assad's troops are preparing to open a northern front in Aleppo province on the border with Turkey. Israel's intelligence minister, Yuval Steinitz, said he fears that Iran will enter the war on the side of Hezbollah and Assad. Senior European Union officials say they intend to question their American counterparts about the possible impact of a U.S. surveillance scheme on the privacy of EU citizens. The U.S. National Security Agency has been monitoring phone and internet records on both sides of the Atlantic. Germany's Justice Minister Sabine Leutheusser-Schnarrenberger said she expected Chancellor Angela Merkel to raise the issue when she meets with U.S. President Barack Obama next week. The European Commissioner for Justice, Viviane Reding, said the case shows that people had a fundamental right to a clear legal framework for the protection of personal data. The European Parliament announced that it would discuss the issue later today. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel has pledged more state aid for the victims of flooding in the country's east. Merkel on Monday praised the thousands of people who've been working around the clock to help cope with the flooding. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes. Merkel told volunteers filling sandbags in Wittenberge on the Elbe River in the eastern state of Brandenburg that Germans should be proud of themselves for pulling together in difficult times. Around 70,000 firefighters and 11,000 Bundeswehr soldiers, along with civilian volunteers, have been mobilized around the country to protect settlements, dams, and other key infrastructure. The Chancellor said she would discuss details of the aid to flood victims with the premiers of Germany's 16 states at a meeting to be held on Thursday. A German diplomat has been named to head the UN's mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Martin Kobler, currently a special representative for the UN mission in Iraq, will take over in July. He'll lead a peacekeeping mission of about 17,000 soldiers in the DRC, which has been battling a year-long insurgency by M23 rebels. German engineering giant Siemens plans to cut 1,000 jobs at German locations of its energy division, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung is reporting in its Tuesday edition. The daily newspaper said Siemens plans to initially cut 340 jobs in its energy solutions unit in Erlangen and Offenbach. Siemens then plans to scrap another 650 jobs at those sites while it creates new ones in South Korea, strengthening its position in Asia. The corporation had already announced in December that it intended to slash 1,100 jobs in its energy division in Germany. Siemens says it wants to cut a total of nearly 10 billion euros in costs by the end of 2014. Karl Holm, Deutsche Welle News.